This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, inviting you to join us here on the radio waves. You can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, there's our Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Just jump into our Discord server, which is our online chat server. It's there 24/7. Of course, to get on the air with us, you have to be in the chat rooms or the on-air call-in line rooms during our live show, which is from 7 to 10 at night Eastern every single day. If you're listening delayed on a radio station that doesn't air us live, or maybe listening later via podcast, you can always call any day you want to participate in the show. You don't have to be listening live. If there's something you want to share with us, share with our audience, our phone lines and Discord lines are always open to you. It's Ian Johnson and Mark in the studio here tonight. Starting out, I mentioned this story last night, Mark, and we just kind of talked briefly about price gouging and then got distracted by phone calls or something like that. We never actually ended up getting into
that
it.
That never happens here on Free Talk Live.
And you had requested this story. And then plus, coming up, Johnson, you'll be telling us about Facebook. Apparently some advertising that's problematic on Facebook.
Yep.
We can get into that. The story from Robesonian.com, published late last week.
I presume they're about to tell us about how people who price gouge are, in fact, heroic.
Well, he's certainly going to make the claim that it's a good thing, ultimately.
Oh, good. Oh, okay. not usual
this isn't an attack. This is not an attack piece against people raising prices during emergencies. It's defending that. And it appears to have been published in a newspaper. This Robesonian is a new North Carolinian newspaper. So, he writes from, by the way, this guy is from the John Locke Foundation. His name is John Sanders. The forecast for Hurricane Florence looks bleak. It's hard to imagine as of this writing, but if the storm proceeds the way it's predicted to go, then by next week, people's lives and neighborhoods in many areas of the state, from the coastal towns to central Piedmont, will be radically altered. And indeed, it did touch down and do some pretty serious damage, from what I understand. In the next few weeks, as recovery begins, normally plentiful goods will be hard to come by. Already, shelves are emptying of water, bread, batteries, and other survival necessities.
Bread and milk. I mean, people that would never consume bread or milk go right out and buy all kinds of bread and milk during hurricanes.
Gasoline will also be hard to find. Elsewhere across the country, consumer products will be readily accessible as normal. But who's going to bring those necessities to North Carolina if they can't afford to? Bottled water suppliers, bread makers, and gasoline distributors are people, and they have families, and they need to be able to take care of their families first. If they see our needs but can't redirect their supplies into North Carolina...
Oh, come on. We can't have these people bringing water down to disaster areas. We need to leave the water in crates and, you know, stacked up on airplane runways for years on end.
Are you talking about what the government does?
Yeah, like in Puerto Rico.
It's happened.
I heard about that.
It's happened. It happens every single time.
Yeah. It happened during Hurricane Katrina, where they actually turned away trucks full of water, saying they had it under control.
Walmart, get out of here.
Yeah. I saw some one of these socialist memes out there that's like, everybody hates socialism until every Republican hates socialism until they're standing on their roof, you know, during a hurricane or something like that. And, well, okay. First, my first statement is if you're going out to get water right after a hurricane goes through, you deserve to pay $10 a gallon. First off, this is as a person who, you know, grew up in Florida.
Right, because how could you not have known the hurricane was coming? I mean, I can understand being disconnected from the news, but then everybody starts talking about it. So unless you're living off in the woods by yourself with no human interaction whatsoever, you probably are going to know at some point.
If you're living off in the woods with no human interaction, you're fine.
Because you already have water?
The hurricane's not going to hit you out in the woods. The hurricane hits the people in the coast. It's the people in the big, giant mansions on the on the barrier islands that that really get it.
True. I mean, you're going to get some wind and rain if you're inland a little bit, because you can still get some devastation inland.
And then,
I mean, don't act like you can't. You can.
And then I guess I have to assume that you know, the people within two houses on either side of you didn't have any water saved either. Because people put, I mean, people have water saved for hurricanes. Lots of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was a guy in his 20s and saving water for hurricanes. I mean, how much of a baby adult, how much of a of an infantile, irresponsible drunk do you have to be to not have water? I mean, the hurricane is beginning to blow. You turn your bathtub on and start filling old bottles. Oh, you don't have
any. You can flush.
I mean, anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get to fill the bathtub up so that you can put stuff in the toilet and be able to flush. You know, but that's step two.
Right.
Admitted, right? You got to admit, that's step two.
Well, I mean, you don't, I don't know about you, but I wasn't too fond of the fact that, like, where we were from in Sarasota, Florida, I would not trust the tap water down there anyway. There was several times where they were giving us reports about how the sewage line had broken and accidentally leaked into the tap water. So, you know, I'm only using that water to flush with. But, you know, I would have, you know, hey, it's a hurricane. Let's go and get some spring water gallons, you know, a couple of those. I'm not probably the type that was responsible enough to be stocking up for months. But, hey, maybe a few days without electricity. But then again, I also was the type who would underplay and be like, hurricane party, let's go.
I went to hurricane parties, too, there's no doubt. But, I mean, I had some bottles. I had a Brita pitcher filter.
Yeah, yeah.
I had, at the very least, you can fill those bottles up from your tap and then run them through the Brita later. You're going to live.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Iodine tablets in case the hurricane hits a nuclear reactor.
I did not have that.
Be overprepared.
Admit that. I mean, I've got enough fat stores. I should be okay for a few days.
Still got to drink, though.
Yeah, you got to have water.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Alcohol when the hurricane hits. You need to drink alcohol. That's very important.
So, yeah. I mean, I just don't have a lot of sympathy for this imaginary person out there that desperately needs free water.
So he says, what do you mean if they can't afford to bring us water and gas? Because North Carolina has a law against, and like a lot of states, against price gouging. It outlaws, quote, excessive prices during states of disaster, states of emergency, or abnormal market disruptions.
Oh, cool. It's not excessive, so no problem.
Well, I guess.
Except for their laws, I'm sure.
It'll be up to the judge to decide whether it was excessive.
It'll be up to the jury. Well, a bunch of mind-numbed people.
Right.
I mean, people whom half of them would be, by definition, below average in cognitive ability.
Because North Carolina has this law, Governor Roy Cooper declared us.
I was just going to say, you know, there should be, you know, if you're going to be determining excessive, you need to go into a cost versus risk analysis. You know, there's a certain amount of risk that's being taken, so shouldn't profit be somewhat in line with that, right? I mean, these people, that's what I was saying when I said originally that they are heroic, somebody who price gouges, because somebody price gouges isn't just in business. They're also risking their lives in many cases.
They don't have to open their doors.
Right, they're open. You're like, you know, on one hand, you know, if the store that sells nothing but water has to price their water at normal water prices.
It's not even just a store, though. Some people
do it on the side
travel.
Of the
road. They in other words, they'll buy a bunch of supplies and then bring it down
to
that area.
Yeah. So what this law really does is goes after the people who have a gas station who decide to open up during or after an emergency. And those people need an incentive to open during or after an emergency. And what's that incentive? Oh, you want to be able to take care of your family during this crisis time by going to the store. I got news for you. The person who owns the store wants to be able to take care of their family, too.
Right.
So what's their incentive for opening their doors and then
goodwill towards men, Mark?
Right,
but isn't that
what about your family that you want to take care of during this crisis? Mm. You mean my goodwill should be given to you, but you're not going to give any?
Wait
to
a minute,
me?
Are you saying profits are more important than your family?
I'm saying profits are an indication of where people's values lie. If you want me to do,
so you're saying you value profit greater than taking care of your family? Is that
what you're
telling me?
I will come over to your house and I will plunge your toilet for $1,000. $5. I won't do it for $10. Okay? Mm-hmm. Prices get people to do things.
Isn't that, though, the cinematic, like the typical sort of cliche of when you were talking about catching these people? You know, the cop pulls over, people are trying to get water just to get water for their families, and they're saying, you can't be doing this. You know, this is against the law. It's sort of like that standard thing of you're doing something wrong. Meanwhile, people are like, just let us have our water.
Then the cops confiscate it all.
Yeah.
Give it to their families.
Yeah.
More coming up here in moments. 855, 450 free. We got more on price gouging, so-called price gouging in just a bit. You can share your thoughts, too. Free Talk Live.
Mike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They're working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform. The unique spelling of Horizon is a nod to their heritage and recognizes that they remain committed to the vision that their project was built upon. Their coin and ticker symbol remain ZEN. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community. Horizon.global.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. talking about price gouging, you can bring up whatever's on your mind here. So-called price gouging, I guess we should say. Another better way of putting it would be high-demand pricing. Because, low supply, high demand, right? If the supply is low and people want something, prices should go up naturally. These are market signals
right.
that are being sent out to people to say, hey, look, there's money to be made here. If you want to make some money, you could bring your product in and make money. But then if more product comes in, prices could go down if people enter the market to compete.
I think, and it might be a stretch, but say it's a price sculpture. It's like an art form, figuring out what the right price is. You're not just pricing. Gouging at the stone. You're,
right.
You're,
pricing is an art form.
Yeah, you're carving it artfully.
So if price gouging is a bad thing, then why don't I do it now? Why don't I go on the side of the road, set up a big, how to sell some $10 gallons of water out of the back of my truck?
Because supply is available.
Because there's no victims for you to take it.
Right.
We have
a job. Right. I mean, okay, so what we're admitting here is that the price of water then goes up during an emergency, I guess. I really don't see that, because every time I see an emergency, I see truckloads of water going in. I see the Cajun Navy coming through.
It's because
saving
evil capitalists are just trying to take advantage of people and steal their money.
I see a bunch of socialists on Facebook complaining about imaginary water overpricing.
Well, now, I mean, are you saying everybody who complains about it is a socialist? Because ultimately, this is just an authoritarian thing, right? Like, this doesn't have
socialism
to do with socialism.
Is authoritarianism.
Socialism is authoritarian, but authoritarianism is more than just socialism.
That's true.
Price controls are straight up authoritarian. It has nothing to do with state ownership of, you know, the means of capital or whatever.
They're exercising control over the means
sure,
of production.
That's authoritarian.
Of water.
Yeah, in that particular case. Because it's not production. It, like Johnson said, some people will go and buy water outside. Let's say if, you know, the hurricane hits in North Carolina, they're buying it in a nearby state and then trucking it in just because they can make some money on it. So it doesn't have to do with production. But
no,
let's
this
continue.
Is Pinkos, people who don't understand economics going on Facebook and complaining.
Is it possible to not understand economics and not be a Pinko?
It is possible, but the default position is basically pinko.
Well, no, the default position is ignorance. To be a pinko would mean you're a communist and actually, like, you know,
if you're a pinko,
learn about communism.
You don't understand economics. So the default position is a pinko, right? Like,
isn't pinko short for communist?
And you know what you're doing is bad.
Pinko is usually included in front of the word communist, right? So pinko. So you're referring to communist. A communist is somebody who has a specific belief system about the way an economy should be organized. It's a terrible belief system that's based in authoritarianism and force and forced wealth redistribution.
It includes price controls.
But it's possible to not be a communist and also believe in these price gouging laws.
And
that's because you have feels.
So the definition is, pinko is a pejorative coined in 1925 in the United States to describe a person regarded as being sympathetic to communism.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But not necessarily a Communist Party member.
Correct.
It has since become used to describe anyone perceived to have leftist or socialist sympathy.
Right. You can find people, Mark,
price controls are leftist.
No, they are not. They're authoritarian.
They are.
You better believe there are people on the right who believe in this. I guarantee you, if you go down to North Carolina and you find somebody on the find people on the streets and you ask them if they're in favor of fair pricing on their water instead of gouging, and they say, yes, I am, and then you further ask them, who did you vote for, or what's your political party, I guarantee you, you're going to find Republicans. If you ask them further, would you self-describe as a communist, they would say no.
Our troops can't afford them flak jackets. What are you trying to price them out of the market for?
I will say this.
They need to save their lives.
Price controls, especially during disasters, price gouging, whatever it is the most pervasive, insidious form of sort of leftist communist tripe, and it is it does trickle down to all kinds of ignoramuses out there.
Well, I don't understand why you keep labeling it as leftist
because
when it's authoritarian.
It's
okay. Statist. It's statist.
Statism.
It's economically liberal.
Are you going to try to say statism is leftist? Because that's ridiculous. There are plenty of people on the right who are statists. What are you talking about?
If you claim to tell me how I can sell my
They love their military. They love their police. They love their favorite government agencies, and they want those
Stalin
agencies
loved
to get bigger.
Stalin loved the police and the military, too. Mm-hmm. That's how he killed 12 million people.
I'm talking about people on the right.
He ran a totalitarian regime.
Was he a righty or a lefty?
He was a lefty.
Okay. We're talking about people on the right also being authoritarian and also trying to tell people what to do and interfere in the economy.
They're not right-wingers. Righties.
Oh. Oh, so now you know a true righty. So the true righty is somebody who what? Can you define that for me? Here, let's get into that in a moment. First, I want to tell you about a good price on something. That is the Blink Protect Home Security System. You go to blinkprotect.com/FTL and get it now. Because you can get it for 15% off. They're already low prices. These are wireless security cameras, and they are HD quality, and they're motion activated. So you can set them up during whatever time frame to operate that you want. Maybe you only want them on at night. Maybe you want them on while you're at work for the day. Whatever, you decide. And then when something happens in front of the Blink cameras, you'll know about it because it'll take a clip and send that to you over the internet to your smart device like your phone. There's no contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. That's because Blink is now an Amazon company. Amazon was so impressed by their product, they bought the company. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to get 15% off. Let's go to the phones. Too fun here.
Oh,
I don't want to wait because Alex has been waiting here for a while.
Okay.
Alex in Ventura, California, watching us on Twitch at twitch.lrn.fm. Go ahead, Alex.
Hey, everyone. Thanks so much for having me on.
Thank you for being here. Go ahead.
Oh, well, I was hoping to talk, you know, being in California, as I like to call it, you know,
yes.
Having to constantly think about earthquakes and disaster preparedness. But before I get into that, I'm sorry, Ian, I have to show up on the TV, and would you please mind putting a shirt on? My young daughter just came home from school. And
what's it worth to you?
Comforting. What's it worth to me? That's a good question. Well,
let's set a price.
Do you value bits at the same rate that Amazon prices them?
Bits? Are you talking about the Twitch thing? The Twitch
yes,
bits?
I am.
Okay, so those are what, about 1 cent per each or something like that?
I believe so.
But you're saying Amazon offers them at a discount or what? Why?
Sometimes they do. Sometimes they have promotional things. I believe that the streamers still get 1 cent per at redemption, but I'm not 100%.
Are you offering bits?
Is he going to offer you a shave and a haircut?
Well, I would like to hear his pricing demands for getting a shirt on, so I don't have to send my daughter, you know, to a different part of the house.
Ian, do you normally send your daughter elsewhere when walking on the street and a topless man is nearby?
In California?
I don't understand how frequently you think we encounter topless men.
In California?
Do you go to the beach? Do people jog by your house? Okay, good. Ian, I'm going to start the bidding at $3.
Are you putting a shirt on for
$3? You're going to enter the bidding?
I don't think $3 is worth it for me.
All right, Alex, get to your point then. What were you calling about?
I was just going to say that, you know, disaster preparedness in California is a very big deal. And as far as I'm aware, there isn't much price gouging legislation in the vicinity where I am. It's been quite a while since we've had a substantive earthquake.
Oh, I guarantee you there's price gouging legislation in California. I mean, it's absolutely on the books there.
Well, I'll have to do some research and get back to you. But in my experience, I support what you guys are doing. I just wanted to voice my support.
Right,
so thanks very much.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
I think we should ask Trump whether or not the Chinese tariffs are on the right or not.
Great point.
Best I've been able to find is that the only term they'll use is authoritarian.
For what?
Price controls.
I agree.
The finest rate tariffs you've ever seen.
$4.53. The tariffs are also authoritarian.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump held a joint news conference at the White House with the president of Poland, who was visiting for the first time since President Trump became president. Among trade and the other topics, President Trump was asked about Judge Brett Kavanaugh's sexual assault allegations from when he was in high school.
I feel so badly for him that he's going through this, to be honest with you. I feel so badly for him. This is not a man that deserves this. This should have been brought to the fore. It should have been brought up long ago.
Despite improving conditions, flooding continues to create chaos in North Carolina. That's according to Congressman George Holding. Hurricane Florence made landfall early Friday morning as a Category 1 hurricane, but was quickly downgraded to a tropical storm. And Holding expects the cleanup to take quite a long time.
The cleanup will take months, and the recovery will take years.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us right here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live brought to you by Horizon, formerly known as Zencash. They made a big branding change recently, and that's because Horizon is more than just a cryptocurrency. It's a privacy platform that's built on zero-knowledge technology. That's great tech for privacy. Built there into Horizon, and they've got a decentralized secure node architecture, which means that you can actually get paid if you run their secure or super nodes. You can learn more about that over on their website, horizon.global, horizen.global. But it's, again, more than just crypto. They've also got a chat platform that allows you to chat with others on the Horizon network, and you can publish information soon. Not yet, but they're working on this. That will allow you to publish information online and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. So they've got a big vision for the future of this crypto. It is now known as Horizon, bringing privacy to life. Go to horizon.global, horizen.global. As we go to the phones, to the fun, he's Jim in New Mexico, listening or watching us on Twitch at twitch.lrn.fm. Hey, Jim.
Hi, Ian. Listen, I'm calling from customer service. I've gotten a number of complaints about your channel for partial nudity. I was wondering if you could perhaps put a shirt on. Complaints just keep coming.
I tell you, man, these Twitchers get all kinds of uppity about a little topless male. You know, it's not prohibited on Twitch, by the way. I've read the rules.
You've read the terms of service?
Yeah.
On Twitch?
I've read the community guidelines or whatever where they talk about...
You need a hobby.
Oh, he hung up, by the way. Well, no, the reason why was because I know that Twitch does have some pretty ridiculous rules. So, like, I'll give you an example. And this I have not actually looked at myself. This I heard from another Twitch, so it's I just believe it to be true because I've heard about some of their rules. So Twitch is a video game streaming platform, first and foremost, right? Like, that's if you're on Twitch.tv, that's what you see. It's 99% just video game streaming. And what happens in most video games?
You shoot people.
There you go. Conflict, right? With violence. Because games without violence, pretty boring. You know, Barbie games, probably not the most interesting.
There's the three-match games. There's whatever the one you
think. Yeah, the puzzle games.
The Sims and SimCity are fantastic.
Sure, that's true. But there's even conflict in the SimCity game, right? Like where Godzilla or whatever will come in and just destroy.
Yeah, there's disasters, but
so, anyway.
And some of the conflicts romantic are personal.
Well, in The Sims, yeah, there's all sorts of weird stuff.
So, anyway, generally, video games have conflict and violence. But if you... So, you can show the most violent video game action on Twitch. No problem. You know, blasting people's heads open, whatever kind of gore-filled zombie game or other, you know, player versus player shooters with violence and gore. But as soon as you show a real gun... on Twitch. Oh, boy. You have violated their terms of service, according to what I've heard. And with regard to, you know, you can actually get away with some things on Twitch that you can't do on YouTube. Like, you can stream music on Twitch, and that's okay. They'll blank it out of your archive, but live, it'll go out. And that's apparently fine with Twitch. Whereas if you stream music on YouTube... they will probably cut your stream off and, you know, deny you access to the
So you could actually do a DJ gig.
You actually could.
What if you have a real gun and then you take, like, an orange plastic tip and you put it on it and you're like, it's a fake gun and I just took the orange tip off. Just kidding. Wait, is it? I don't know if it's real or not.
I don't know. Like I said, I haven't actually reviewed that part of their terms of service. But because I know, you know, some people were, there's a certain group of people who... are, let's call them antisocial. They want to get us kicked off of Twitch, so they'll call in and say the N-word or something like that on the air. And
I don't know if they're antisocial, they're just idiots.
Well, whatever. They're certainly, you know, trying to get us kicked off. And
I think they just want to see, what's the worst thing I could say?
No, the reason they specifically say that one is because Twitch has a prohibition against that. You can say the F-word all day and all night on Twitch, that's no problem, but if the N-word goes out on Twitch, then it's potential ban, and they think it's going to get us, but it doesn't, because we don't tolerate it, right? Like, we're not okay with it. We hang up on that call if that happens. We can't hit a double
button
on Twitch.
They say it, then report their own video.
Correct.
Of themselves. Okay.
Yeah, they report the video as a result of that. So they can't report us for...
You have to be 14 to believe that was going to work.
Yeah. You can't report us for being topless because it's not being done to titillate. It's not being done
to... It sure isn't.
It's and it's not... And, you know, the rules are, if it's something you would normally do, then it's fine.
And it is.
I've got my shirt off all day during the summertime here in New Hampshire. Don't worry, you young males who are all kinds of upset about topless males, because they sure as hell wouldn't call in if there was a topless female here or some girl in a bikini. You couldn't be topless as a female. But if there's a girl in a bikini sitting here, then then we would all of a sudden have 100 viewers, because that's all it would take, right? There on Twitch, if you are a female and you kind of show a little bit of cleavage, then you do a lot better than the females who don't. Because
I'm sure
your audience is mostly young males who probably aren't much older than, you know, 25, maybe, right, generally.
Those are moneymakers, yep.
So anyway, here we are. If you want to see it, you're welcome to go to twitch.lrn.fm and follow us there, and we'd appreciate that. So we were talking about the price gouging, which is a political term. Ultimately, we are not in favor of price gouging laws. We're in favor of market competition. And in a time frame where there's a disaster, there's not as much competition. Some people don't want to open their stores at all. And those who are willing to open up would like to be able to charge more because their inventory is limited. It's harder to get new stock in. You know, if you run out of a thing, if you run out of a, you know, shelf of batteries, your next shipment might not have been scheduled for a certain period of time, and it's going to be a difficult thing to get a special shipment in. You're going to have to pay more. If you want to have a truck come in with a pallet full of batteries on a special order, well, you got to pay more for that. and therefore you got to increase your prices. But if the government comes in and says, no, you cannot increase prices on those batteries, well, then you have no incentive to get that special order in because you can't
until the regular shipment comes.
Yeah. You can't charge for it. Governor Roy Cooper.
In fact, you might as well just close your store while the disaster is going on.
Sorry.
Because, you know, why bother making money?
That's what's happened in Venezuela. They attempted price controls there. The grocery stores are for bare.
Right. Why bother just even being business? I mean, you have to put yourself at risk to open your doors. So, you know, you can't make any money doing it. And, you know, you're just going to run out of stock anyway. Right. Why bother?
Well, right here in the real world, grocery stores attempt to keep as little inventory in possession as possible.
Well, especially if it spoils.
Right. Well, everything spoils in a grocery store. I mean, you don't want a bottle of olives in a sealed container that's been sitting there for 3 years.
For sure.
And if it does, if they don't sell well, they're not going to be on the shelf anyway.
Right.
But the shelf space is incredibly dear, and these shipments come in all week long. There are people that don't even work for the store that come in and stock the bread and the soda and the chips and all this other stuff.
I saw a meme going around Facebook recently where it was like a picture of a grocery store during a hurricane or during one of these recent disasters.
Or Venezuela? Was that what it was?
No, it wasn't one of those. It was a picture of basically all the shelves were empty except for the vegan products.
The faux turkey, tofurkey.
Yeah.
Governor Roy Cooper declared a state of emergency, this story from Robzonian.com, on Friday, and now Attorney General Josh Stein is warning about retailers who, quote, take advantage of people's desperation, unquote, by charging prices that are, quote, out of whack from what they should be, unquote. Well, who do you think you are, mister, to decide what a price should be? The only people who get to decide in the marketplace what prices should be are buyers and sellers when they come to an agreement in the moment on what that price is. That's it. Some bureaucrat out there who makes these decisions is essentially nothing more than a, you know, lower level Nicolas Maduro, the president of Venezuela, who has put on all kinds of price controls on the products in that company and basically wiped out business.
Country.
Yeah. Did I say country? Yeah. I did. Wiped out business. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. In fact, I've got an update on what's going on in Venezuela, and of course, it's not good. But we got more about so-called price gouging coming up here in moments. Because it's popular to be against price gouging. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, which means it's hard to take a principled stand on this particular issue. So kudos to the author here at the Ripsonia for doing that. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lick-O-Chops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lick-O-Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And also, we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Bark.
And I do want to make sure you know about the Free Talk Live Amp program, and thanks out to our Free Talk Live amplifiers, including Mal Esclavo, who is an amplifier gold.
Is that a real name?
I don't know. It's okay. What they put in. They wanted to.
That's how we do it
on the air. Because you can be anonymous if you want. By default, you are with the AMP program. But if you want to be recognized, we're now recognizing all of our amplifiers one by one
as
time goes on here. And we started this the beginning of this month, basically. So thank you, Mal, for that. And he's a gold amplifier, which means he's doing $10 a month. We ask $5. That's the sort of the minimum for the AMP program. But he's doubling that. He's doing $10 a month. So thank you for that. And one of our longest running amplifiers out there. So if you want to get on the AMP program, please back us up. You can use credit card, you can use PayPal, you can use Bitcoin, BTC. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com.
I thought it might be Spanish, but Mal Esclavo translates to evil is nail. So probably
N-A-I-L, like yeah. The nail that you hammer?
Yes.
Okay.
But I don't think that's what it is.
So you can become an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the AMP Only podcast, the AMP Only Facebook group, the AMP discussion forums on discussion rooms on the Discord chat. Head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. Speaking of Discord,
hang out.
Speaking of Discord, if you want to avoid the trolls on the Discord, then if you're an amplifier, you can avoid them, unless they also have to be amplifiers, which I haven't noticed any trolling going on in the AMP chat rooms there. Anyway, we got Stefan. He's in Ohio on the Discord line. Hello there, Stefan.
I've been hearing you guys talking about price gouging after the hurricane, and it seems like every time there's a sort of natural disaster, we hear about this. And the only thing I can ever think is these people live on the coast. They know that there's a potential danger for hurricanes. Isn't part of their responsibility to make sure they have a stockpile of water for when this happens? And why does it only seem to be, brought up after the fact?
these are the same people who for whom insurance is so expensive that a government program was created to give welfare to upper class and upper middle class people. In many cases, those are the people living close to the coast. Not always. Sometimes you've got some people who are in the lower rungs that are living close to the coast. But it's the upper and middle class, upper and upper middle class, the top two quintiles that are disproportionately represented in these areas. And then why in the world would we create a state-funded, a government-funded insurance scheme to give them insurance? If you want to live close to the coast, you need to be able to finance the inevitable problems that come with living close to Mother Nature.
Yeah, and it seems like in the days prior to a hurricane, because last year there was can't remember the name of the hurricane, the one that hit Fort Lauderdale in Miami.
Maria,
remember
the name
of it? Irma.
Okay.
Okay, I had family that lived down there, and in the days preceding, there was a very small markup on cases of water. It wasn't like some crazy markup, but then after the hurricane had hit, then the prices went out. It seems like a lot of people were not taking the responsibility to prep even in the days beforehand. Do you think that, you know, this might just be people finding something to whine about?
Yeah, I think I don't. The complaints about water, I think, are vastly overblown. If in some cases you'll find companies selling the single serving waters in a case for the price of single-serving waters, and then people are like, this is outrageous!
You mean taking one serving of what like a bottle would cost and multiplying it, just no quantity discount is what you're saying?
So correct, but there are some
waters. So a case might be $24 if it was a dollar per
bottle. But there are waters that are delivered and sold with that in mind. In many cases, the store doesn't buy it and then sell it. They are simply a distributor for it, and it's the bottling company that's taking the risk because, any returns go back to them and all that other stuff. So the bottling company is the one that decides what a given bottle is worth. Now, when I buy a 30-pack of waters that I'm going to take to jiu-jitsu class one at a time, or hopefully refill, but I don't always do it. Sometimes I do, but I go through, I probably refill them twice, three times, and then they end up lost or thrown away or whatever.
Much longer, you're going to get funky. It's going to be some funkiness going
on. That thing's like $3 for a case of water.
Right.
But if you go to the store that you would just grab one water off of the rack, that particular bottle. Now, that bottle's going to be firmer. It's going to have a different cap on it. It's going to look entirely different. It's going to look similar but different. That bottle is priced differently. And if you want a case of those bottles of water because all the rest of the bottles of water are sold out, tough cookies. You're going to have to pay individual pricing for them.
Are you talking like Fiji and things like that?
Well, sometimes, Fiji comes in, not just the brands. I mean, it could be the regular Pepsi.
You're talking about a case of bottles that are intended for single sale, not intended for, mass discount or whatever, quantity discount.
Correct.
Oh, I see. So people will take, bottles of water like Fiji and things like that and put them in a pack of 24 or 30.
They'll leave them in the pack. When the bottling company brings in bottles of water,
they'll leave them in the pallet. Okay.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I didn't know how that worked. Thanks for the perspective on that. I kind of just wanted to bring that up.
Why do people? Anything else you want to share tonight?
Screw Gary Johnson.
I got a question for you, Stefan. You do a lot of Twitch watching. Can you cite any more ridiculous Twitch rules that you know of in their terms of service? Because I cited a couple earlier.
You were mentioning that a female could be in a bra. Actually, that is outlawed. You're not allowed to be in a bra or darn near naked if you're a female on Twitch.
Really? I thought it was only if it was something you didn't normally do. So if she normally walked around in a bra, then that would be okay. But that's not okay?
No, you're not allowed to do that. The reason being is there used to be, I'm not going to say because it's kind of, I don't know if you're allowed to say it on the radio, but there was a term for these kinds of people. And what they would do is in their thumbnail, a lot of people would see a chick in a bra, and then they'd be like, I want to go watch this.
Yeah, I understand. I appreciate you not saying something because it's always best to leave it out.
How would they know you're smoking pot?
Some people are very blatant about smoking pot.
But wait. Obviously, if the streamer says that they are smoking pot,
then that's why you smoke it.
But is it also illegal to smoke a cigarette? Or not illegal, but is it against the Twitch rules to smoke a cigarette?
I do not think it's against the rules to smoke a cigarette.
Cigarette may not be
basically
twisty.
You're not allowed to promote anything unlawful, is basically the general term. And if you go on stream, let's say you're streaming like retro games and you admit, oh yeah, I got this from the Pirate Bay and I'm emulating it, that can also get you ruined.
Okay. What if it's legal where you are to smoke pot?
I don't know
the
rules on that.
So, if you're not allowed to wear a bra and panties on your Twitch channel, then are you allowed to wear a swimsuit, a bathing suit, a bikini?
I suppose it would depend on the context. I mean, what if I'm streaming from my pool? Because there is like a category on Twitch called IRL
for in real life.
Okay.
Yeah. I think to protest this later.
Lots of things happen in real life that are pornographic. I mean, I got to say.
Absolutely.
I think that would violate their rules on nudity.
Once you're married, you turn off the lights to do it, but, I mean...
Hey, Stefan, good call. Thanks for making it tonight. I appreciate it. That's Stefan from Ohio. He's there on our Discord on-air call-in lines, which you can join by going to our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. Harrit is on the line. Not sure if that's spelled correctly here or pronounced correctly. In Florida? Hello?
This Tuesday's top.
Yeah, some people are excited about this.
We love Topless Tuesdays, baby.
Well, you know, I don't know if I believe it. I mean, nobody's actually bidding in the Twitch chat room. I don't think you guys are serious about it.
Well, I'm dead serious. Mark, is the other guy's name Mark?
Yeah, Mark.
Yep.
Hey, Mark, what do you want?
He looks much better.
Flip that sucker off. It's Topless Tuesdays. Come on.
Oh, Lord, you got to be kidding me.
You got to be kidding me? No, your co-host has a thing called Topless Tuesdays where he hosts
it's
the
true.
Show topless.
We used to. Conan used to come in on Tuesday nights. And
I thought it was Wednesday was Topless.
No, because it's the alliteration. TT, Topless Tuesdays. Or no, maybe it was Thursday.
Topless Thursday, that's it. Yeah.
Well, whatever.
Dale's trying to start following Thursdays.
What's the other guy?
Johnson is the third host.
Hey, Johnson, what are the chances you pop yours off and we check out those nips of yours?
If you can you can send me a coconut bra, I'll wear that on the air.
Really? That's a big prize. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it.
That's to be that guy who sends it, though.
He's totally got the stoner laugh, by the way. right at the very end. It totally sounded like a stoner laugh.
I know what he'd do with a coconut.
855
into a bomb.
450 free. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever you want here. And take control of the airways. We still got more on so-called price gouging. And then we'll also look at a similar economic situation going on down in Venezuela. And it's not going to be good news. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.